December 24, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Hidden Life. Your life is hid with Christ in God, Galatians 3:3. The Spirit of God witnesses to the simple, almighty security of the life hid with Christ in God, and this is continually brought out in the epistles. We talk as if it were the most precarious thing to live the sanctified life. It is really the most secure thing, because it has Almighty God in it and behind it. The most precarious thing is to try to live life without God. If we are born again, it is the easiest thing to live in right relationship to God, and the most difficult thing to go wrong. If we only heed God's warnings and keep in the light. When we think of being delivered from sin, of being filled with the Spirit, and of walking in the light, we picture the peak of a great mountain, very high and wonderful, and we say, "Oh, but I could never live up there." But when we do get there by God's grace, we find it is not a mountain peak, but a plateau where there is ample room to live and to grow. "Thou hast enlarged my steps under me." When you really see Jesus, I defy you to doubt him. When he says, "Let not your heart be troubled," if you see him, I defy you to trouble your mind. It is a moral impossibility to doubt when he is there. Every time you get into personal contact with Jesus, his words are real. "My peace I give unto you." It is a peace all over, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, an irrepressible confidence. Your life is hid with Christ in God, and the imperturbable peace of Jesus Christ is imparted to you. That's the end of Oswald's text. It really is true that life is imperturbably peaceful when we really do come to the place that we believe in Jesus, that we trust him fully. The most secure thing is to be in that place of absolute trust. And the most telling of all signs of the fact that we are not in proximity to the Lord or not living in intimacy with him, and that we really don't trust him, is that we are perturbed, we are worried, we are upset, we are frustrated, we are otherwise disturbed about the circumstances of our lives. Many times we may have been told during our life that you can't live on a mountaintop experience with God, that you have to come down to the real world, and you can't live on the mountaintop at all times or you'd become exhausted. But exactly the opposite is true. Living on the mountaintop with God is the only place of peace. It is the only place where our heart will not be troubled, no matter what our circumstances. I look at the people around me in the prayer requests on the board every week in my Bible fellowship class, and most of the requests are very selfish, about praying for this person's healing from kidney or cancer disease, or healing someone's marriage, or removing the troubled circumstances from someone's life. But these prayers are hollow and empty and really almost meaningless, and they're certainly pointed in the wrong direction. Rather, we should be praying that in all these circumstances, people would see Jesus and find a greater level of trust and a greater level of peace which comes from that trust in him. It's not about our circumstances, except they are the telltale signs, or our response to the circumstances are the telltale sign of where we are in relationship to God. If we truly trust Jesus Christ, if we truly lean not to our own understanding, there will be absolute peace, even in the midst of the most tumultuous circumstances.